This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Many people are trying to cope with the stress, fear, and anxiety stemming from the COVID-19 outbreak. As Danielle Kading reports, organizations that work to connect people with mental health services in Wisconsin are seeing a surge in calls for help.
Max Blaska has been struggling. Since the coronavirus pandemic hit, the 43-year-old Madison resident has suffered through days when he hasn't been able to do anything. Blaska has been living with anxiety and depression since he was a kid, and the COVID-19 crisis has flooded him with paralyzing thoughts. Blaska, who was furloughed from his job and lives alone, misses the interaction with others.
Thoughts of loneliness that adds to depression, or thoughts of me not having a job that adds to depression, just magnifies with the quarantine because you're isolated, you're by yourself.
Blaska is not the only one who's struggling.
Thank you for calling 211. How may I help you?
From mid-March to mid-April, just under 19,000 calls were made to Impact's 211 line. The private nonprofit helps people in crisis in Milwaukee and 9 other counties. More than a quarter of calls were for healthcare or mental health services. Sue Beck-Rickoff is Impact's chief operating officer.
People aren't normally in this situation, and they're really not equipped to deal with it very well. The other thing that I think is that people that have a pre-existing anxiety, depression, or other mental health issue are really feeling more acute symptoms.
That's what worries Beth Clay. She's executive director of New Mental Health Connection in northeastern Wisconsin. She and community partners began tracking crisis calls to law enforcement. Now they're sounding the alarm after calls from people having suicidal thoughts or attempting suicide doubled in Outagamie and Winnebago counties from mid-March to mid-April. She says the pandemic has created a perfect storm of risk factors for suicide deaths.
Because you've got physical isolation, you've got significant economic stress, decreased access to people's normal natural supports, as well as whatever treatment supports they might have had.
Mental health providers have set up telehealth sessions to provide treatment, but not everyone is willing or able to use them. Some providers fear overdoses are increasing because people aren't accessing mental health services, including Dr. Chris Eberlein, emergency medicine physician at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse.
We have seen a 50% increase in overdose deaths since COVID has started in our county.
Eberlein says the county has already seen 12 overdose deaths this year, compared to 22 overall last year. As health officials track deaths related to suicide, drug, or alcohol abuse, they caution that they don't yet have a complete picture on the impact of the COVID-19 crisis.
But we do know the importance of people getting the help and support that they need.
That's Robin Mathias. She's the Trauma and Resilient Program Manager with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. In the last month, the state rolled out its Resilient Wisconsin initiative to provide tools and resources to help people cope.
One of the main things is self-care and really making sure that you're doing things for yourself that build up that more positive energy. So that might be like exercise, it could be meditation. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
And everyone's struggles are unique. Betsy Beiler, a mental health counselor in Superior, says it's important for people to give themselves a break and not compare their situation to others.
We all get to experience our own level of loss, grief, whatever, and it doesn't take away from someone else's experience.
She also reminds her clients that one day the quarantine and pandemic will end. Until then, Max Blaska says he's trying to stay busy and keep connected with family and friends.
Isolating is the worst thing to do, but when you're depressed and anxious, it's very hard to reach out.
When others reach out, he says that can often make all the difference. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.